CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango of Romeo November, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 2nd of April 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. March 2023 edition of RADCOM Basics. Coronation activities. Nominated director vacancy. The March 2023 edition of RADCOM Basics is now available on the RSGB website for members to read. It's for new licensees or anyone who wants an introduction to a different aspect of amateur radio. This edition features articles which cover QRP operating, an introduction to Andy's Ham Radio Linux software, basic fault finding, and how to have fun on the 10-meter band. To read RADCOM Basics, visit rsgb.org/radcom-basics. The RSGB has published a new section on its website with further details of its coronation celebration activities. More information will be added over the coming weeks, so do check back for updates. Go to rsgb.org/coronation to find out more. The resignation of Richard Horton, G4AOJ, has left an RSGB board vacancy for a nominated director. The Society needs to embrace new methods of working to help meet the changing needs of the amateur community. Candidates with experience of change management, for example, would be welcomed. The RSGB needs a strong and effective board. This could be your opportunity to be part of that. To find out more, go to the Volunteer Vacancies section of the RSGB website at rsgb.org/volunteers. Or, for an informal discussion, please email Nominations Committee Chair Stephen Purser, GW4SHF, at nominations.chair@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB's Tonight at 8 live webinar series continues this Monday, 3rd of April, with a presentation called Sheep Warrior, a high-altitude balloon flight and recovery system by Heather Nichols, M0HMO. Heather will cover an introduction to flying high-altitude balloons, radio systems involved, some science experiments she did on her flights, the recovery system developed to help find the payload when it lands, and of course, lots of pictures from almost the edge of space. You can ask questions live. Join the presentation via the RSGB YouTube channel or the special BATC channel. Find out more about this and other webinars on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/webinars. Matthew Smith, M0VWS, is moving from his role as RADCOM technical editor to pursue other opportunities. The RSGB thanks Matthew for all his work and wishes him well for the future. The RSGB is now seeking to recruit a new technical editor for RADCOM. Reporting to the managing editor, the successful candidate will need a wide range of radio and electronic knowledge, including amateur radio. The RSGB is looking for someone who is positive, enthusiastic about technology, has an excellent command of English, and a good eye for detail. For more information about the role and how to apply, see rsgb.org/careers. And now for details of rallies and events. The Hack Green Military Service and Military Radio Hangar Sale is taking place today. The venue is Hack Green's Secret Nuclear Bunker, Nantwich, Cheshire, CW58AL. The sale includes electronic equipment, amateur gear, components, military radio items and vehicle spares. For more information, email Cold War at hackgreen.co.uk or visit www.hackgreen.co.uk. Yeovil Amateur Radio Club's 37th QRP Convention will take place on Saturday the 15th of April at the Digby Hall, Sherborne, Dorset, DT93AA. Doors open from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. and admission is £3. The convention will feature talks, traders, bring and buy, club stalls and a cafe. For more information, visit yeovil-arc.com or contact QRP at yeovil-arc.com. The Cambridgeshire Repeater Group Rally will take place on Sunday the 16th of April. The venue will be Foxton Village Hall, Hardman Road, Foxton, Cambridge, CB226RN. Doors open at 7:30 a.m. for traders and 9:30 a.m. for visitors. Admission is £3. The rally will feature talking, trade stands, bring and buy, an RSGB bookstall and free car parking. For more information, contact Lawrence, M0LCM, on 07941 972 724, or email rally2023@cambridgerepeaters.net and see the cambridgerepeaters.net website. The Holsworthy Spring Rally and Boot Sale will also take place on Sunday the 16th of April. The venue will be Holsworthy Livestock Market, Holsworthy, Devon, EX227FA. There will be plenty of parking, wheelchair access and full catering available. The doors open to the public from 10 a.m. For more details, contact the club secretary, Ken, G7VJA, via email on mike0oscarmikecharlie@mike0oscarmikecharlie.co.uk or visit the mike0oscarmikecharlie.co.uk website. Now the special event news. Celebrating World Amateur Radio Day, DARC special event call sign Delta Alpha 23 Whiskey Alpha Romeo Delta will be active until the 18th of April. All QSOs will be confirmed automatically by the Bureau. Direct cards will be managed by DL2VFR. Special call sign, Italy Italy 1, Charlie Alpha Italy, will be active until the 30th of June. The call sign celebrates the 100th anniversary of the local section of the Italian Alpine Club, founded in 1863. QSL via IQ1NO. 9 Mike 8 Sierra Oscar Tango Alpha and 9 Mike 8 Bravo Oscar Tango Alpha are the special call signs that 9 M8 HAZ and others will be using during 2023 while operating from various mountains and beaches in Sarawak, East Malaysia. QSL for both call signs via 9 M8 HAZ, direct or via Logbook of the World and Club Log. Oscar Echo 40 X-Ray Tango Uniform is a special call sign being used by OE1 XTU, the Amateur Radio Club at the Vienna University of Technology, during 2023, to celebrate its 40th anniversary. QSL via EQSL is preferred. QSL via Logbook of the World is also accepted. Paper cards requested via Club Logs OQRS will be issued in early 2024. Now the DX news. Luca HB9 Oscar Bravo Delta will be active as Delta 44 Kilo India Tango from Sal Island, Cape Verde, AF086 until the 5th of April. He will operate SSB and FD8 on the 40, 20, 15 and 10 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL or via EB7DX. Pierre VK3KTB will be active as Victor Yankee Zero Echo Romeo Charlie from the Eureka Amateur Radio Club station on Ellesmere Island, NA008, until the 12th of April. He will be operating using SSB, FD8 and CW on the 2017, 15, 12 and 10 meter bands, QSL via M0OXO's OQRS page. Dia YI1DZ has been in Juba, South Sudan, since the 13th of March and expects to remain there until the 22nd of April. He operates SSB and FT8 as Zulu 81 Delta in his spare time. QSL via Club Logs OQRS and Logbook of the World, or via OM3JW. Bernard, DL2GAC, will be active on the Solomon Islands until the end of April. He plans to operate as Hotel 44 Mike Sierra from Malaita, OC047, on a daily basis. He will be operating on the 80 to 6 meter bands using SSB and some FT8. QSL via his home call, direct or via the Bureau. He will upload his log to Clublog and Logbook of the World when he returns home. Now the contest news. Today, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The SPDX contest began yesterday, Saturday the 1st, at 1500 UTC. The contest ends today at 1500 UTC. Using CW and SSB on 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Polish stations send their province code. On Monday the 3rd, the 80 meter club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using CW on the 80 meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday the 4th, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 4th, the 144 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using ALMOS on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 5th, the 144 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange's report as 4-character locator, and also the 144 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. Also on Wednesday, the UK and Ireland Contest Club contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using SSB on the 80-meter band, the exchange is your 6-character locator. Next Sunday, that's the 9th, the Worked All Britain Data contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC and from 1700 to 2100 UTC. Using data modes on the 80 to 20 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain Square. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 30th of March 2023. We were right in our prediction about the effects of the large solar coronal hole last week, which saw the KP index peak at 7.67, with widespread aurora visible from the UK, even in the south. This was probably the most significant geomagnetic event we have had so far in this solar cycle. Last week saw another X1.2 solar flare erupt on the Sun. This one erupted from active region 3256 on the 29th of March at 0233 UTC. It didn't impact the ionosphere over the UK, but a fade-out was observed over the Pacific region. This was the seventh major solar flare since 2023 began. The Sun is now matched 2022's total, and it's only March. The associated CME off the southwestern limb of the Sun was modelled and determined to be well ahead of the Earth's orbit. This means that we're unlikely to see the KP index rise as a result of this event. This region also produced an M1.2 flare that peaked around 1407 UTC and an M1.1 flare at 2347 UTC. The earlier flare didn't seem to affect the ionosphere too much, according to the ionosonde data. A minor solar wind stream is heading for Earth, and this is due on Saturday, the 1st of April. The material is flowing from a relatively small coronal hole in the Earth's atmosphere, but it's on the equator and very Earth-centric. Expect Arctic auroras and an elevated Kp index when the solar wind arrives this weekend. The SFI remained fairly static, around 160 earlier in the week, but then declined to 148 on Thursday the 30th. NOAA predicts that this decline will continue next week, perhaps down to the low 130s. Once the weekend's geomagnetic conditions recover, NOAA predicts that the rest of the week should be quite settled. This is good news for HF propagation, though do continue to watch out for solar flare and CME activity, which could affect conditions and MUFs. And now the VHF and UP propagation news. We have three phases of weather to consider over the next week. Forecasts predicted an unsettled weekend with rain and strong winds, so we should have provided a focus of rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. The weekend ends with developing high pressure, which lasts into early next week. There is good potential for some troppo from Sunday afternoon until about Tuesday lunchtime. At the time of writing, the best paths are likely to be from southern England into the near continent, also via Biscay to northern Spain, and across the southern North Sea to Denmark. The third phase occurs when the high moves to the south to allow fronts to move in from the Atlantic across northern Britain, but possibly still leaving troppo into France and across Biscay. Later in the week, the high pressure may head back north again to reintroduce troppo to northern areas. The sporadic e-season is fast approaching, typically from mid-April on 10 metres. If anything does happen before then, check the propquest.co.uk website for the sporadic e blog tab, which shows that the current day's jet streams and will maybe provide a clue for which direction to beam. Remember to look for aurora if the Kp index reaches 5 or more, and, of course, meteor scatter around dawn for those random meteor QSOs. For EME operators, moon declination is positive until Wednesday, so still plenty of moon time to get some QSOs in. Perigee was last Thursday, so past losses are now falling, with 144 megs sky noise low and rising slowly through the week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. The online radio club is a virtual radio club night at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday via Zoom. Go to their website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See hotelromeonovember.world. Now for the southwest. On Thursday, South Bristol Amateur Radio Club will be having an open house and on the air night from 7:30 p.m. Contact is enquiries@sbarc.co.uk. And on Monday, Swindon Amateur Radio Club will be holding a net via GBCWH. On Wednesday, the net moves to 70.4 megs FM. On Thursday, there will be a members bring and buy sale. The final net of the week will be held on Friday on 51.490 megs FM. Contact is Viv, M0IEP, 0779-983-8866. And in Wales, Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. There will be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 079-005-600-80. On Wednesday, Cwmbran Amateur Radio Society meets at Hensley's Village Hall from 7 until 9 p.m. Contact is Gareth 0794-233-4464. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Llanidal, Cardiff, CF146EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access to disabled visitors, and the group has nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is mw6hdv@gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 megs at 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there's a net on 145.375 megs at 8 p.m. On Thursday, there's a club and Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. Contact is via www.golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Phoenix Amateur Radio Club, Cymru, meets every other Wednesday at 12 p.m. at 14 Locks Canal Centre, High Cross, Newport, postcode November Papa 109 Golf November. The club has an HF net on Wednesday evenings on 1.938 megs, lower sideband, which starts around 7:30 p.m. On Tuesday evenings, the club has a D-Star net on DCS 002B from 8 p.m. Up in Gloucester, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society has an informal net every day on 145.575 megs FM at 3:30 p.m. On Monday, there will be an informal meeting at the Society. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 144.550 megs from 7:30 p.m, starting on SSB and then moving to AM at 8 p.m. On Wednesday, there's a net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 megs FM. Thursday sees another net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 megs FM, moving to 80 meters SSB later on. On Friday, there's a net from 7:30 p.m. on 432.220 megs SSB. Contact is N2E1GKY 01242 699 595, join the day, or you can visit www.golf4alphayankeemike.org.uk. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays, and the RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week and keep safe from the GB2RS news team.